Tracy Hudson, congratulations on the win, first of all, bud.
Thank you. It was a wonderful win for our team tonight. We played an excellent Menominee team. We knew it was going to be a cat fight all night long, and it was back and forth, and we were fortunate to come out in overtime.
Two overtime wins in a row. I know you'd rather not have to do that, but it has to give the girls some confidence, though.
Right. Well, we did lose it at Kingsford.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But we won tonight, and yeah, we don't want to lose to, but no, the girls, they really executed. The big execution play was at the end of the regulation. We ran a set that we'd never really run. We called, it was a horns high ghost, and we got Grayson rolling, and we scored, and we got back, and we're able to stop them and get into overtime. And I felt like we just took that momentum, that last play that put us in overtime. We carried that in. We really got into them man-wise. We really got into them with our 1-3-1, got some deflections and steals, and turned them into layups.
Her best game of the year.
Pardon?
Grayson.
Grayson had a tough assignment. She was going against Gianna Caduti. That wasn't easy. She's tall. She's long. Grayson ran the floor. She's a very good jump shooter. She can shoot the jump shot. She can drive. She passes, and that's what makes her hard to guard. But she's a winner. The University of Michigan wouldn't be going after her if she wasn't. You saw that tonight. Great leader, a great teammate.
Talk to me about Claire Braun. 0-for-6, a 3-point to start. That 7th shot, the one goes in, it's a big dagger for her. How crucial is it to have a senior like that kind of bring the outside shooting presence?
I always tell Claire, you're going to miss 100% of the shots you never take. And as a shooter, you got to have a short memory. And, when that last one she shot, assertive, she didn't think about it, that's what you got to do. That's her role. Play great defense. She had to guard the Lexi Martineau. She had to, and her job is to knock down threes. And she's one of our green light shooters. And some nights we haven't knocked them down, but she had a great game tonight, and she actually still had her black eye from Kingsford, so she's not afraid to mix it up.
Yeah, that was my next question. I know Kingsford didn't go the way you wanted to, but in hindsight, how crucial was it to get that OT taste with this group?
And be honest with you, I don't know what the girls were thinking of. I really wasn't thinking about the Kingsford game, because I told the girls we had the ball like yesterday in practice. We won a tough game versus Marquette, kind of like this one. And then we played Kingsford. We had the ball, and we had a chance to win. We got it to Grayson where we wanted. It didn't go, and we kind of ran out of gas. So I told him we had a good week. So it really wasn't something that was dragging us down, and I don't think anybody was – I wasn't thinking about it. I was thinking about trying to win the game, and I think the girls were too.